Three Singles to Adventure by Gerald Durrell. Read by Nigel Davenport. A word in advance. The following book is an account of a trip I made to British Guyana during 1950 with my partner Kenneth Smith. Our object in going there was to bring back, for various zoological gardens in this country, a living collection of the birds, mammals, reptiles and fish that inhabit that corner of South America. A lot of people are under the mistaken impression that the catching of the animals is the most difficult part of such a trip, and that once the beasts have been caught and dumped into boxes, your job is more or less at an end. Actually, at this point, the job is only just beginning, for once the animal is caught, you have to keep it alive and well, and this, in most cases, is no easy task. During a trip of this sort, you meet with many kinds of adventure, some amusing, some thrilling, and some that are extremely irritating. But these are merely the highlights in many months of work and worry that go to make up a collecting trip. However, when you sit down to write a book about it, all the worries, irritations, and disappointments seem to fade from your memory, leaving only the more entertaining moments to be recorded. Thus, you tend to paint a false picture of collecting. It seems to be nothing more than a thrilling and amusing romp, a rather colourful and exciting sort of job. It is, at times, all of these things. But at other times, it is also depressing, disappointing, frustrating, and damned hard work as well. But there is one thing to be said for collecting, one advantage it has over all other forms of employment. It can never, under any circumstances, be described as dull. Prelude. In a tiny bar in the back streets of Georgetown, four of us sat round a table, sipping rum and ginger beer, and pondering a problem.